South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackelow, along with Beth Foster. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Beth.
All right, so here we are, another week, another topic, and oh, yeah, we always love ones with AI. That's a good one, the AI-driven cybersecurity challenge. AI is powering everything. All right, so fill us in, David. What are we talking about? What does this really mean?
Yeah, so we should have expected this, and I'm sure we've talked about it in the past, that AI is getting better and better and better. And now, according to the FBI, they put out this warning, a very stark warning, that a new wave of AI-powered cyber attacks that are so sophisticated that traditional signs of phishing and fraud detection are no longer reliable.
Oh, no.
What?
Which is... Yeah, so if you've got something trying to protect you to tell you that that's maybe a fraudulent email or a fraudulent whatever, mm-hmm. you can't count on it anymore.
Really?
Oh, my... Yep. David, where do we go from here, though? Like, everything that we're getting thrown at us seems to, you know, we have to be discerning about it. We can't believe it. What? Who can we believe at this point?
It's you really can't believe anything. You know, my mindset is that you have to adopt a healthy bit of skepticism in everything you do on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Because you never know where these things are coming from or who they're coming from.
Yeah. This is true.
Well, okay. So let's fill people in on some of the big things to look for. I mean, obviously anything, right? So what are things
yeah,
we should...
Much.
Yeah. So, you know, we're just going to say, what do we need to worry about? The checklist is everything. All right. So... Fill us in, like, on what are some of the big things that are going on that's causing some of the issues, and we'll give some advice.
Okay, so the biggest thing is that AI is now crafting flawless emails that mimic real correspondence. Now, in the past, we could look at an email and see that the phrasing was wrong or the words were wrong or it just didn't sound like proper English.
Mm-hmm.
So we could assume then that was a phishing tactic. Nowadays, using AI, generative AI, it looks absolutely perfect. So you got to be careful there. They're spoofing phone numbers of trusted contacts so that you may see a call coming in from mom, but it may not be mom.
Yep.
Cloning voices. Now, we've seen this. I'm sure you've seen some of the ones on the internet about fake generative videos with cloned voices.
Yeah, no, that one's so concerning. I heard about that popping up about a couple years ago. It was a scam, and they were targeting the elderly population where they had somebody who sounded, for instance, like somebody's granddaughter, and then they'd call somebody and they'd say, "It's your granddaughter," and it sounded exactly like their granddaughter. And they'd be like, "I got in a car accident. You need to send me $500 immediately to this account. I have no other way to access it." And a lot of people fell for it because, I mean, it's your loved one getting into a car accident and it sounds exactly like them. Mm-hmm. And so I heard that the way to get around this is that your family needs to have a safe word. So for in situations where there's very, you know, heightened security concerns, you say, okay, what's the safe word? And that AI person hopefully will not be able to know the safe word. You're only going to say the safe word verbally to your family members. Don't write it down. Don't email it anywhere. Don't text it, because who knows what access to information they have to your personal stuff.
Exactly. That's a perfect solution for that type of a thing. The other one is, you know, we just took a moment. You have to wonder why this person called you and not their parent, and then call somebody who knows the whereabouts of the person.
Yes.
Just make a phone call out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in many cases, you'll find, no, they're right here. They're asleep upstairs.
Yes, that's what Rob and I say all the time, because we've seen a couple scams that have gone on in the South Shore, and we always tell people, we're like, take a beat, call a trusted source, verify. That's also a big component of media literacy. Go to other sources and verify what you can.
Exactly right. And don't react just because they're telling you it's an emergency and you have to do it now. Don't do it now, because it's usually an indication of something wrong.
Yeah.
No, it's so important, and we talked about that, because you're right. And I said you can even call us. And the main thing is taking that, as you said, take a beat or whatever, but just to slow down, because obviously they want to confuse you. They want you to go fast. It's a loved one, or it's late at night, or it's just when you're vulnerable, and that's when we make mistakes. We meaning humans.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so, because we're human.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
No, you know, totally.
We're not AI. So,
no, they pull on our heartstrings for a reason.
So in the old days, right, they'd have actors pretending to be your relatives, but now you're saying they can clone a voice. Now, I haven't had anybody clone a voice yet of a friend or relative yet, or have they?
I know, Rob, you'd be so easy to clone your voice because...
Must be a lot of material out there.
Your voice is constantly going out.
I know.
Yeah. You only need 3 or 4 words to clone your voice.
Yeah.
We've got plenty of words on you, Rob.
Oh,
I know.
No.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's like, you know, it's Rob Hakala, send Target gift card.
Well, you know, somebody...
Traffic weather in the nines.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow. They got that all together.
Someone told me that I have various voices, so I guess that could be an advantage for me.
That's true, I have
more than 3 voices. That means maybe they can't get me. Maybe my dad would see right through it.
Yeah. Well, I hope
so. They'd be like, that's not Beth's real voice. That's her radio voice.
Yeah.
That's her traffic voice.
Oh, man. I guess you're right. It's coming up with ways, I guess, to confuse and to try to be very careful about emails, phone calls, videos, images.
Especially
right?
Videos.
Videos?
Especially videos.
Man. Yeah. Well, the videos, I feel like. Yeah, I think the videos thing is going to get us in trouble in terms of getting people riled up about things that aren't real.
I know.
That's what I get nervous about because, you know, obviously if there's something that's you see a video of somebody saying or doing something and you want to, if it's really what they're doing, you want to get angry or react or protest. But then what if it's something that, and you're not even being told the truth and somebody's just making up something about someone? I'd hate that, but it happens, right?
I'm seeing fake content all the time. You know what? It's really scary because it's starting to fool me. At first, when AI came on the scene, you're like, okay, they have 8 fingers on one hand. Obviously fake, but the AI has really improved in the past, 2 to 3 years, David? And honestly, people do look real in AI. You know, some of the AI content is very convincing.
I know.
Yeah, I see these ads every day for these AI assistants. I can be your assistant, and you look just like real human beings.
Yeah, and I thought that video of the house falling off the truck was real.
No, I know.
You know, I look at it. But thankfully, I always go to the comments and go, AI, AI.
I know, and I really think the videos of the Megalodon are real. You know? And then I'm like, no, I want the Megalodon to be real.
Do you really?
I think it would be cool.
Oh, man.
As long as it stays, you know, in the Asian Ocean.
Okay. All right, good.
Oh, not going through Marshfield Harbor or anything, no?
No, South Shore Megalodon, please.
So, yeah. So I guess the thing that we talked about is, and the thing is, I don't know in the future, David, as we've talked about, could you use AI to fight AI? Have they already done that, like an AI to acknowledge itself?
That's a great thing, Rob. They're working on that now, but like anything else, the criminals are always one step ahead of law enforcement.
Mm.
So they're going to have something better than law enforcement until we catch up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely want us to get, like, the best, our government or law enforcement to have the best tools.
Right. We should fight AI with AI.
Let's allow AI to completely take over and allow them to fight it. Let's turn Skynet on and see what happens.
I feel like the bad guys have more money, you know? That's, like, what it comes down to.
It does seem like
they
do have
money, Beth.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Oh, my goodness.
And
David.
Continues to fight.
David, I'm so grateful for you're the good tech guy. I'm just going to relegate to you. Every single email I get in, I'm going to forward and be like, David, is this safe? They're telling me there's a sale.
Phone calls, too. I'll take care of all of it.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we have this thing about some kind of billing email I keep getting.
I think this is real.
Oh, okay. Maybe we'll talk about that off the air. But, I keep getting... I mean, I believe it. It could be that we owe a bill. But in any event, David, yeah, we're getting some kind of alert that's coming on my phone. I don't know whether to accept it or acknowledge it. So, but David, where do people go to read more about how AI is, again, driving the future?
Exactly. Go to hexsmartit.com and click on my blog link. And Rob, don't check that text.
Oh, okay.
Just delete it.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know, David. I'm discerning about it. Maybe I'm gullible.
Look, if there's really a billboard, they're going to send the sheriff after you eventually.
So. This is true.
That's true.
Or just shut down our entire Microsoft suite. I'm fine with either.
Yeah. David, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. AxeSmartIT.com, AxeSmartIT.com.